Good afternoon. I am Tim Tompkins, and every Saturday you can get your health questions answered on News 104.5 WOKV on Ask the Doctor, brought to you by St. Vincent's Healthcare. And this week, and I'm really excited for this topic, we are talking about sleep disorders. I know so many people just like myself have suffered by from some sort of sleeping disorder, and we are joined by Dr. Raymond Pumarehu, a pulmonologist with St. Vincent's. The number to call if you want to have your question answered, and it's free, so why not do it? It's 340-1045. Again, that's 340-1045. Doctor, how are you doing today?
Good afternoon, Tim.
So you are with St. Vincent's. Can you tell me a little bit about your practice?
We have a practice that's a combined sleep medicine, pulmonary medicine, and critical care. But within our group, we have four physicians that are specialized in sleep disorders. And we have three clinic sites, actually four clinic sites, and three sleep labs from which we essentially deliver our services.
And St. Vincent's also does sleep studies, is that correct?
That's right. Now, sleep studies is one of the tools that we have in our ability to diagnose and treat sleep disorders. It's not doesn't really apply to all sleep disorders, mm-hmm. but it applies to the most common ones that we see, which are what we call sleep disordered breathing, which is commonly known as obstructive sleep apnea, mm-hmm. and other disorders are related to that.
Okay, I got you. I know for myself, and like I was saying, I've suffered from sleeping disorders really just my entire life. It's always been a problem, and it's really, for me at least, it's been getting to sleep, but that doesn't sound like sleep apnea. Once I'm asleep, I'm fine, but it's the process of falling asleep. What kind of sleeping disorder might that be?
Disorders where you have difficulty initiating or maintaining sleep are usually in the line of what we call insomnia. And chronic insomnia would be a description of what you do, you know, having a lifelong problem with it. Sometimes we have acute insomnia that's related to a life event, a change of work site, a major event in your life, a death of a family member. But insomnias in general, the most common one is chronic insomnia. And it's a challenging one to treat. The basic of its treatment is actually maintaining good sleep hygiene. And you know, most folks with insomnia probably have heard at one time in their lives what good sleep hygiene is, what good practices are to avoid having that difficulty initiating or maintaining sleep.
And what exactly do you mean by?
Well, for example, clearly the most important one is make sure that your hours of sleep are adequate and regular. You know, you try to maintain going to sleep at the same time every night or so. And if you have a difference of sleep time on the weekend, it shouldn't be too dramatic. You need to avoid drinking coffee or caffeinated beverages in the evenings. You have to avoid doing exercise too close to bedtime, within the last 3 hours prior to bedtime.
And that makes a lot. Is that for everybody? Because it was my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, I know for me, I work out during the morning anyway, just because of the hours that I work during the week. But I thought exercise maybe for some people was good to do in the evening because it got all of their energy out. But that doesn't seem like that's the case.
Exercise in general is good for good sleep patterns. But if you sleep if you exercise too close to bedtime, and, you know, it varies from person to person, but it may be 1 or 2 hours. If you're close to that time, then you're really wound up to the point where it's difficult for you to fall asleep. Now, if you carry out exercise throughout the day or more than 2 hours away from bedtime, it's probably going to be helpful for you to maintain good sleep habits.
It makes a lot of sense. Also, something that's been a current trend really in technology and a lot recently has been a lot of people switching over to Kindles. And if you're listening and you aren't familiar with what a Kindle is, it's an electronic reading device. I know for myself, I read about an hour every night before I go to sleep. And it's without it, it's really hard for me to fall asleep. People switching over to electronic reading devices, might that affect their insomnia at all?
Yes. One of the problems is that our sleep cycle is regulated by light. Light intake regulates the amount, the melatonin control of sleep. And therefore, if you're exposing yourself to light right before bedtime, it may be a problem. It really disrupts that cycle, and it may cause difficulty in you falling asleep at that time.
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. So the number to call if you have a question is 340-1045. Again, that's 340-1045. You were just talking about how light and how that affects people's ability to sleep. Does St. Vincent see an influx or maybe an increase in the amount of people suffering from insomnia during the summer as opposed to the winter because the light, because the sun sets so much later? Is that not really a thing?
Not something that I have observed. It is possible that, and I really am not aware of studies that demonstrate that, but it would make sense that in locations where, because of the daytime sleep hours, the daylight savings times, if you are trying to fall asleep at a time where light is bright and you just came from the outside, that may be a problem for your ability to fall asleep.
Oh, and it's so hard. It's so hard. I know a lot of us here at the station, we are getting here at 3-4 o'clock in the morning, and during the summer it's just so much more difficult because it's normally you fall asleep at 7:30. And I mean, do you have any suggestions for people that have to fall asleep a little bit earlier, maybe during the summer?
The whole idea is winding down and trying to, as much as possible, avoid lighting during. And if you're driving from work late, right before you go to bed, using sunglasses during that drive.
I hadn't even thought of that. That's great.
Avoiding exposure as much as possible.
And the number to call is 340-1045. Again, that's 340-1045. We are talking about sleeping disorders. Doctor, how about naps? Is that beneficial to people during the day?
Naps can be counterproductive sometimes. If you have a problem with initiating sleep, maintaining sleep, insomnia, if you take too many naps during the day, that robs away from that drive to sleep that you should get by the time you hit the bed late at night. So you have to be very careful with napping when you have a problem with insomnia at night.
Is there a certain length of a nap that's maybe more okay and one that might disrupt your sleep schedule a little bit more?
If you're looking at naps in the 1 to 2 hour range, usually that's probably an acceptable range. And if you start sleeping more hours, again, you're robbing from that internal drive that we have to fall asleep late at night. Now, naps can be very useful for those like me that work sometimes night shifts.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, preparation for a night shift may include a nap before you start your shift. Mm-hmm. Or if you're able to, because of the job type that you do, taking a power nap, a 20 to 30 minute nap during the night may help you maintain alertness at a time that you need to be alert.
Absolutely. And they are really effective too, coming from somebody that's doing it. The phone lines are already lighting up. Again, you are listening to Ask the Doctor on News 104.5 WOKV. Gary over on the west side, you're having difficulty sleeping due to a combination of pain from injuries and insomnia. Is that correct, Gary?
Yes. Physical pain due to multiple injuries, tears, crushing injuries. I think what would qualify as two traumatic brain injuries due to severe auto accident, but on insomnia on top of that, often you might go days at a time where I get less than 4 hours sleep. With that combination, just wondering if there's stuff that can be done or a combination of things to assist in trying to improve the quality of sleep and the duration per day.
That is, as you know, personally know, it's a very challenging problem. Clearly, the best way to improve the quality of your sleep is to make sure that you're getting the best able treatment as far as your pain, the chronic pain syndrome that you have. If you're dealing with the use of narcotics for pain control, you have to be careful with that because that may also cause problems with you falling asleep during the day, not in robbing away from your nighttime sleep.
On top of that, I also work night, so the combination, I don't take anything except for maybe the occasional over-the-counter, but by the fifth or sixth day, to say I'm exhausted, I think would be an understatement.
Any day. Yes. Right. Any type of non-medication interventions, whether it's the type of bed the bedding that you use, the pillow, if you have a cervical injury problem, that always helps. Also paying attention to if you have a shift disorder also because of the fact that you sleep at different times of the day, that complicates that. You have to be very careful about your hours of sleep, your napping time, as we mentioned before. So it's you're presenting probably a difficult case for us in that sense. No magic bullets, but you know, special attention to sleep hygiene, special attention to good control of your pain, in addition to following as much as possible regular sleep hours.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling, Gary. I really do appreciate that. So is there anything that people can do to elongate or to improve the quality of sleep? Let's say they normally only sleep for 3 or 4 hours for whatever reason, and they naturally get woken up. Is there anything they can do to help with that?
When we're dealing with somebody that has insomnia, one of the techniques, in addition to sleep hygiene, as I mentioned before, is limit control of your bedtime. It's not useful for you to be in bed, laying, and thinking about the fact that you can't fall asleep.
It's not.
Okay. So one of the techniques that's used is initially assess what's your true sleep time. Try to make sure that you go to bed just above that time that you normally sleep, and gradually increase that time in bed as you limit the amount of naps you take to try to avoid robbing away from that time. And usually we follow a gradual improvement of your time in bed with sleep. The problem will improve. There's a program called Behavioral Therapy for Insomnia. It's a cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia. It's called CBTI. It's a structured program usually carried out by psychologists that walk you through a road of several sessions of doing that, working on your sleep hygiene, identifying any triggers of what causes that hyper alertness that keeps you awake. Some of it is relaxation because there is stress in your life. Everybody has stress in life, and that keeps you awake many times. You're thinking about your next day, what happened the day before. And techniques to try to avoid being in that situation will help you sleep better. So that's step number two. The three is that limit setting of trying to make sure you don't spend too much time in bed not sleeping.
And that's really interesting. I know for myself, as I had mentioned a little bit before, but I lay down for about an hour prior to falling asleep. And so that doesn't seem like that's conducive at all to... and then one thing I had to do too, which I got this tip from somebody else, was when you're having a hard time sleeping, or at least for myself, I kept looking at the clock and then being like, all right, it's 10 o'clock. I need to fall asleep right now. And that in and of itself would keep me up. So I turned the alarm clock so I can't see the clock at all. Is that something that you guys have ever offered to people at all?
That is actually a great, great suggestion. You need to avoid triggers that preoccupy you with the fact that you have to that you're not sleeping in that moment, and the clock is usually disruptive. Most people sleep more what they realize. There are many times that we say, "I didn't sleep all night," but when we study them in the lab and we do a sleep study, we can tell that they actually are doing some degree of light sleeping, not deep sleeping. So it's not sleeping at all. It's sleeping maybe 3 hours or 4 hours as opposed to the expected 7 and 8 hours.
And when you were just referring to light sleeping and non-light sleeping, were you referring to REM sleep and non-REM sleep? Is that?
That's right. Sleep has, in general, four levels of sleep. Stages 1 and 2 are considered light sleep. It's easy to arouse from them. Stage 3 and 4 is deep sleep, which is preamble to REM sleep, which is our relaxed sleep when we dream. And provides us the best rest. That's when you have chronic conditions that take away your REM sleep. that usually results in excessive daytime sleepiness because you're not really getting restful sleep.
Well, I do want to talk about REM sleep some more. Our topic is sleeping disorders. Our guest is Dr. Pumarehu. Our show is Ask the Doctor, and we are taking your phone calls. And if you have a question for the doctor, the number to call in is 904-340-1045. That's 340-1045. I'm Tim Tompkins, and this is Ask the Doctor, brought to you by St. Vincent's and News 104.5 WOKV.
Are you taking it seriously? Obviously, the stats are against us. We're all way overdue. Hurricane season begins Monday. We have to and we will make up for lost time because that's the way Mother Nature works. Get prepared by listening to a Jacksonville's Morning News special Monday at 8:30 on News 104.5 WOKV.
This is Herman Cain. And did you know that Lexus was the tournament vehicle of the Players' Championship? So my friends at Brumos Lexus provided 200 courtesy vehicles for the players and officials to drive. And here's the best part. Now that the tournament is over, Brumos Lexus is offering these same cars at incredible prices. Go to Brumos Lexus of Orange Park and Brumos Lexus of Jacksonville to shop the full inventory of courtesy vehicles. All your favorite Lexus models, all specially priced. IS, ES, RX, coupes, sedans, and more. And that's not all. Every vehicle that Brumos services is covered by the Brumos Lifetime Warranty. So you can fix it once, never pay again. So make your move to Brumos. Brumos Lexus of Orange Park on Blanding Boulevard or Brumos Lexus of Jacksonville on Atlantic Boulevard. Or view the entire inventory at Brumos.com.
There's no place like home, especially when you're not feeling well. Only one hospital system in the region is now offering patients online check-in for emergency room and walk-in clinic visits, with the added convenience of being able to wait from the comfort of your own home. St. Vincent's has made the process easy. Simply visit waitathomeer.com and schedule your visit. When you arrive, we'll see you within 15 minutes, not hours. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
Dear management and staff at St. Vincent's,
there are not enough ways to thank you for all the work you did to save my life.
Your staff really delivered on your mission, above, beyond, because.
These are actual letters our nurses and associates received from their patients at St. Vincent's.
You're here to help patients, not just to collect a paycheck.
My grandchildren also thank you for saving Papa. That's me.
Tell us about your experience at jackshealth.com. St. Vincent's Healthcare, above, beyond, because.
Everything you like is all in a Honda, the number one selling cars, SUV, and minivan. During our all-in sales event, we're going all in on savings. Drive new Hondas from $149 a month or $16,315. That's $2,600 less than the competition. We're all in on technology. Bluetooth, Pandora, and a rear view camera are all included in every Honda. It's all in a Honda, starting from only $149 a month or $16,315. This week at your local Honda dealer.
Global Diamonds didn't come to Jacksonville just to be another jewelry store. We came to offer you a radically new, better, smarter alternative. It starts with one of the largest diamond inventories in America, up to 30 times what you'd find in ordinary stores. And these are not run-of-the-mill diamonds. These are hand-picked straight from the world's best diamond cutters and certified by the most respected lab in America, the GIA. Then, we added never-before-offered warranties, like a nationwide price protection guarantee, a 30-day no-questions-asked return policy, free service on any ring for life, and an extraordinary 110% upgrade guarantee. All this plus trained diamond experts who don't sell you. They educate you on how to buy a diamond like a dealer buys. The truth is, Global Diamonds is making old-style jewelry retailing obsolete by giving consumers here something you never had access to before in Northern Florida. Isn't it time you discovered Global Diamonds? Jacksonville's direct diamond importer. More choices, better value. At the Markets at Town Center between West Marine and REI.
The journey is never-ending. Beginning in 1513, the historic coast of St. Augustine in Ponte Vedra was first known as
La Florida.
And now, 5 centuries later, El Conquistador, who discovered it all, is back.
Ah, so nice to see you again.
Upon his re-arrival, the Spaniard was delighted that the old village had blossomed into the bustling shops and cafes of St. George Street.
Dos hamburguesas, por favor. But I want nothing to do with your French fries.
He then headed to a spa in Ponte Vedra Beach to rejuvenate.
and for a pedicure.
That tickles.
And after a quick tanning session on the beach.
My lady, may I recommend pure Spanish olive oil instead?
Ooh la la.
El Conquistador returned to his rightful command at Castillo de San Marcos, ready to lead the next generation of Florida's historic coast.
Viva Pontevedra! Viva San Agustin!
WOKV First Alert Forecast.
A 7 on the WOKV weather meter with a mix of clouds and sun today and scattered showers. And inland, a few thunderstorms developing. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. A lingering evening shower or storm, mainly inland tonight. Otherwise, partly cloudy down into the upper 60s. Partly sunny, warm, and humid tomorrow. A few scattered showers and inland again. An afternoon thunderstorm with a high in the upper 80s. Then a better chance for more widespread showers and thunderstorms Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday with highs between 85 and 90. On Action News, Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for News 104.5 WOKV.
Good afternoon. I am Tim Tompkins, and you are listening to Ask the Doctor, News 104.5 WOKV, brought to you by St. Vincent's Healthcare. And this week we are joined by Dr. Raymond Pumarejo, a pulmonologist with St. Vincent's. And we have John, who has been waiting so patiently on the line. John, how are you doing today? John? John? No, John. What John was calling about, though, is he had a question regarding four-hour sleep intervals, and that is sleep apnea, correct?
I'm not really sure what we were referring about four-hour sleep intervals. I would have to clarify with him exactly what.
Okay, so but the sleep apnea, is that, correct me if I'm wrong, please, the most common type of sleeping disorder?
Obstructive sleep apnea, it is the most common. The most common that it seeks medical attention. If we analyze, there's probably a fair amount of chronic insomnia that's out there not being treated or looked for. But obstructive sleep apnea is very common, and we see it in the office frequently as a primary disorder in our clinics.
And there are two other types of sleep apneas, correct? There's central sleep apnea and then complex sleep apnea?
Complex sleep apnea is a particular type of obstructive sleep apnea that when you treat them with positive airway pressure, the machines that deliver splinting pressures into the airway, the response of the patient is to show a combination of central events where the brain doesn't want to breathe for a few seconds with the obstructive events. And we have to use particular types of strategies to deal with that because our devices primarily treat the obstructive events. So we have to come up with techniques to treat also the central events.
I got you. So the number to call in, especially you, John, if you want to call back in, I promise I'll take your call this next time, is 904-340-1045. Again, that's 904-340-1045. Our topic is sleeping disorders. Our guest is Dr. Pumarejo. Our show is Ask the Doctor, and we are taking your phone calls. I'm Tim Tompkins, and this is Ask the Doctor, brought to you by St. Vincent's and News 104.5 WOKV.
WOKV First Alert Forecast.
All day, every day, on air, online, and in our new app, Jacksonville.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. The president signed a disaster declaration for storm-battered parts of Texas. Dallas hit with another deluge.
3 inches of rain this morning. There's been flash flooding across this area for the past 2 days. It's forced authorities to close the I-30 interstate at Loop 12 for a week. That stranded a lot of cars. To our south, two cities have mandatory evacuations now, Rosenberg and Wharton.
Fox's Will Carr, a lot of unanswered questions in the federal indictment against former House Speaker Dennis Hastert. He's accused of paying hush money and lying about it to authorities. Dane Placa with Fox 32 News in Chicago with some details.
Several news sources quote federal law enforcement officials as saying Hastert paid the cash to a man who allegedly was sexually abused by Hastert during the time he worked at Yorkville High School.
That's in Illinois, the hometown of the 73-year-old. The Yorkville School District saying it has no knowledge of the alleged misconduct. Fox News, we report, you decide.
This is Jacksonville's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. News 104.5 WOKV.
There's no place like home, especially when you're not feeling well. Only one hospital system in the region is now offering patients online check-in for emergency room and walk-in clinic visits, with the added convenience of being able to wait from the comfort of your own home. St. Vincent's has made the process easy. Simply visit waitathomeer.com and schedule your visit. When you arrive, we'll see you within 15 minutes, not hours. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
Dear management and staff at St. Vincent's,
there are not enough ways to thank you for all the work you did to save my life.
Your staff really delivered on your mission, above, beyond, because.
These are actual letters our nurses and associates received from their patients at St. Vincent's.
You're here to help patients, not just to collect a paycheck.
My grandchildren also thank you for saving Papa. That's me.
Tell us about your experience at jackshealth.com. St. Vincent's Healthcare, above, beyond, because.
This is Justin Moore from George Moore Chevrolet, and this month we are giving you over $8,500 off a new 2015 Silverado. Nothing says more American than a Chevy Silverado. Here at George Moore Chevrolet, we are also giving a military discount to all active, inactive, and veterans. We thank you for your service. Go to morechevy.com to see all the sales, or stop by off of Atlantic Boulevard. More selection, more service, more time saved. Chevy, find new roads. Need I say more?
This is Clark Howard, and I'm going to be in Jacksonville soon and would love to meet you. I'll be talking about ideas for growing small business, tips for entrepreneurs, sharing my outlook on the economy, and answering your questions. Tickets are just $20, so join me on June 3rd at Aardwolf Brewing in San Marco with lunch supplied by Carrabba's of Bay Meadows. All the details are on WOKV.com.
WOKV First Alert Forecast.
Variable cloudiness today and a few scattered showers will develop, perhaps an inland thunderstorm. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. An evening shower or storm, mainly inland tonight. Otherwise, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 60s. Partly sunny tomorrow. A few coastal showers in the morning. And in the afternoon, a few inland showers and storms. Highs in the upper 80s. And the showers and storms will increase some for Monday. Otherwise, partly cloudy and a high of 87. I'm Action News Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for News 104.5 WOKV.
Now the latest from the Safe Touch Security Traffic Center.
There's nothing to slow you down through the south side on 95 northbound from the Beltway all the way up to the top of the Fuller Warren. It's less than 15 minutes. And heads up, the Main Street Bridge is closed today for emergency construction. You can use the Acosta Bridge instead. But coming in from the beaches on Butler westbound, it's just a 14-minute ride at the speed limit from A1A to 95. With Jacksonville's only Saturday traffic, I'm Sarah Jane.
A promotional fee has been paid by the sponsor of this program for its editorial content, statements, views, and beliefs. Expressed by the sponsor do not reflect those of WOKV or Cox Media Group.
Jacksonville's only all news in the morning. Rich Jones and Jacksonville's Morning News, 5 to 9.
How hot and stormy your new week will be. We'll update weather and traffic every 6 minutes, Monday starting at 5 on Jacksonville's Morning News.
Our Ask the Experts weekend continues with Ask the Doctor. Ask the Doctor. Brought to you by St. Vincent's Healthcare. To ask a question, give us a call at 340-1045.
Good afternoon. I am Tim Tompkins, and if you are just joining us, this is Ask the Doctor, and this is every Saturday at 2 p.m. on News 104.5 WOKV, and it is brought to you by St. Vincent's Healthcare. And this week, we are talking about something that affects so many people, including myself, and that is sleeping disorders. And we are joined by Dr. Raymond Pumarejo, who is a pulmonologist, with St. Vincent's. The number to call in if you have a question is 340-1045. Again, that's 340-1045. Dr. Pumarejo, Joel has been on hold for a few minutes now. Joel, thank you so much for waiting. Sure. Joel, you had a question for the doctor.
Yes, sir. I was diagnosed about 8 years ago with five cervical compressed vertebrae due to spondylosis, I can't say it, and spinal stenosis. And it's a surgical challenge that they don't want to do. But when I first suffered the pain from this, the first doctor that I saw put me on a drug to get me some rest at night called alprazolam. And then when I was evaluated and worked up by a neurologist, he didn't change it. And my neurologist turned over to my family doctor, he never changed it, and it's been 8 years. And I went into, my doctor was out of town a couple of weeks ago, and I needed to see someone for a cold or a sinus infection of some sort. And when the doctor saw me, he said, well, we're not going to prescribe this if you stayed with us. And I said, why not? He said, well, it shortens your life. And they said that they had some recent study about alprazolam that was a problem. And I just wondered if you knew anything about that. They prescribed it for me to sleep.
Yes, Joel. I can tell you that alprazolam, the comment about shortens your life is probably related because many times patients that are maybe on chronic use of alprazolam, which is a benzodiazepine, it's a Valium-like drug, can have problems with chronic pain. And when you start combining alprazolam with narcotics or other pain-modulating type medications, the risk of having events at night and actually sudden death are higher. And we do see that, and that's probably why that comment was made. I don't know if you take any other medications.
Oh, yeah. I take hydrocodone.
That's right. So it's probably a combination that can raise. And if you have any potential for sleep apnea, if you're a snorer and you have excessive daytime sleepiness, there's a possibility that a drug like alprazolam could worsen your condition. And sleep apnea raises problems with your health overall, and it can cause hypoxic events, a lack of oxygen at night that leads to cardiac or vascular events. So we respect the drug. We don't think I don't think it's a good drug for sleep. It's a short term. It can be used in short term to deal with anxiety. But there are other medications that do not cause dependence in intolerance, because the problem with alprazolam is that you many times you have to take more to get the same effect as time goes on. So therefore, the danger is higher.
So your concern is not years off the end of the life. It's a life ending event, like from sleep apnea.
Yes, but if you have that happening in a population, therefore the average lifespan of those patients that are using it is going to be shorter. That's probably why that comment was made.
I see. Okay. Okay, well, they mentioned that there was something that they would rather see me use than that, and I guess I'll get with my family doctor and see what he says about that. So
yes, and if you do come off the alprazolam, you have to do that in a controlled way. You have to wean yourself off of it, because rapid withdrawal can lead to having physical signs that you're missing it.
Yeah, I notice if I don't take it, I wake up at 4 in the morning and I can't get back to sleep.
Right.
And okay. Well, could my family doctor manage something like this?
He probably feels comfortable, but if not, I'm sure he or she would refer you to the appropriate person to do that.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much for taking my call. Bye.
Thank you so much, Joel. Doctor, so Joel had just brought up what I think is a very interesting point. He was talking about medication, and I know that for a lot of people, they really shy away from medications when it comes to sleep, because I know a lot of those medications can make you oversleep, or if you don't get the proper amount of sleep, you wake up and you're, you know, maybe a lot tireder than you would have been before. What would you suggest people consider when they're considering whether or not to take a medication or to avoid taking a medication?
I think in general, medications for hypnotic agents that promote sleep are useful in situations where you plan to use it for short-term. Long-term use is complicated. Now, there are situations where patients do use hypnotic agents chronically, but those situations are far few in between. So I think in general, if you travel across time zones, the use of hypnotic agents in short periods of time helps you adapt to either environment, you coming back and forth. If you have an acute situation where your sleep is affected, an acute insomnia, then the use of a hypnotic agent in short period of time is a good agent to help you. Obviously, depending on what the agent is, some of them are short acting, some of them are long acting. You may not react the same way as another person. So you may feel groggy in the morning. And if you have to operate vehicles or other machinery, it's dangerous if you're groggy in the morning from taking a sleeping pill at night. So you have to be very careful with all that.
It makes total sense. I know one time I had taken a sleeping pill, and like I said, I work radio, and so I had to wake up so early in the morning. I didn't get the full 8 hours of sleep or whatever it might have been that it had suggested, but on my way home from work, I had to pull over and go to sleep in a parking lot in my car because the sleeping medication had really just affected me that way. And it really, what about melatonin? Is that maybe a safe alternate for a lot of people who are looking for a way to help them sleep?
I think it is. I mean, it's a natural hormone that actually it's involved in regulating sleep. The normal cycle has a release of melatonin several hours before bedtime. So if you're going to use melatonin to try to promote your sleep, you should really take it approximately 4 or 5 hours before your planned bedtime.
And I think a lot of people forget that too. They're laying down for bed, they pop it in, but that's not the way you're supposed to do it.
Not the melatonin.
Okay. We had a phone call from Cordy, and remember that if you want to have your question answered by the doctor, it's free. Give us a call. The number is 340-1045. Again, that's 340-1045. Cordy had a comment, and she said, or a question. She said, I seem to be able to only sleep for 2 hours at a time. Why is that?
The explanation for that could be varied because it all depends if there's something disrupting Cordy's sleep that would prevent her from whether that's going to prevent from sleep could be as simple as obstructive sleep apnea, a condition that's very common that is sometimes unrecognized that can result in poor sleep quality and frequent awakenings, and a sense of insomnia that is driven, we call it secondary insomnia, by the primary process. Chronic pain, poor sleep hygiene, those are some of the common reasons why chronic insomnia, sleep disorder breathings, and chronic pains are probably some of the common reasons why somebody may have. So going to your physician, initially your primary care physician, or eventually to a sleep disorders physician if referred by your primary physician is an appropriate thing to try to sort out the problem.
And in case anybody's just tuning in, St. Vincent's has, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but three different sleep centers. Is that correct? And the main one is Riverside?
We have three different sleep labs. The largest one is the one in Riverside. And we have clinics, two clinics that are associated with Riverside and clinics over in Southside and Clay County that support those sleep labs.
Okay. The number to Riverside is 904-308-8161. Again, that's 904-308-8161 in case you wanted to contact them. The number to call in is 904-340-1045, 904-340-1045. One question I had for you was, a lot of the time I judge my on whether or not I'm getting enough sleep during the week, on whether or not when I nap, I go into a dream state and my short nap. Is that an accurate way to judge if you're sleeping well enough?
Sleep deprivation does cause a rebound of REM and probably REM that occurs early in sleep. So in a way, Tim, I never thought it that way, but that is a good point that if you're rapidly dreaming after when you're napping, you fall asleep very quickly. That's a sign that you have a debt in sleep hours. You're catching up, and catching up usually results in increased REM sleep.
And are there any other signs that people can be looking out for apart from just feeling groggy that maybe they feel like they're getting enough sleep, but they actually aren't?
Inability to concentrate. Problems with memory. It varies. It can have issues related to depression. Believe it or not, lack of sleep can contribute to somebody who may have a drive towards depression to have that more problem with it. So,
I mean, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
So the sleep deprivation can have, in addition to the obvious, which is your performance at work, your concentration, your ability to be productive goes down. But it really can affect memory and emotion, and it really is it takes a toll on your quality of life in a big way. So that's why I think it's very important to address any issue that you may have that disrupts your sleep. In our society, all of us are working too many hours, and we're probably spending too many times trying to, on our off hours, to do the fun things that we need to do. And what usually suffers is your sleep hours, and at the end we pay for it. So you have to really balance the time you dedicate strictly to sleep, because that's going to make you a more productive person, and it's going to allow you to succeed in whatever you're trying to accomplish.
I mean, I couldn't agree with you anymore. I feel like sleep is one of the basic human needs, and it's oftentimes one of our needs that we're so easily able to kind of push to the side and say, no, it's okay if I just get 5 hours. It's okay if I skimp on my sleep a little bit. If we could just find a way to get 2 more hours in each day, I feel like everybody would just have an overall better life and be able to fit in all those little things. As far as caffeine goes, everybody drinks coffee. Mm-hmm. And for myself, I had to quit drinking coffee after the noon o'clock hour during the week. Is there any recommended, like, when you should be cutting it off if you're having a hard time sleeping? Maybe is there a certain amount of, should people not have more than 3 cups of coffee a day?
The amount, not so critical. It's more so the time, like as you pointed out. If you have problems with caffeine and sleep, afternoon avoidance is probably the best way to go. There are individuals that can drink a cup of coffee right before they go to sleep and they have no trouble with it.
Yeah.
But many have difficulty with it. So I think if you have troubles with it, avoid it in the afternoon. And remember that many of the carbonated beverages have caffeine, so you need to avoid those too, and tea. So you need to be really aware of what you're taking in and may have caffeine.
Absolutely. And especially with tea, I know there's a lot of different kinds of sleepy times tea, non-caffeinated tea. So there are options out there for people. So the number in Riverside's 308-8161, and that's the main center. And for anyone that's just tuning in, can you tell us again about your practice and what you do with St. Vincent's?
I'm a pulmonologist that has a full-fledged practice between pulmonary sleep medicine and critical care. And we have, in our group of 10 physicians, we have 4 board-certified sleep physicians who, in general, tackle the sleep disorders, although all our pulmonologists are prepared and able to manage the majority of sleep disorders, and we concentrate on the more difficult ones. We have 3 sleep labs that support us for some of the diagnostics that we have to do. Not all sleep conditions require a sleep study. And we also, in this day and age, there is the advent of the use of portable home devices to do some of the testing. And we do that on a case-by-case basis, sometimes driven by insurance, because insurances are asking us to be more cost-effective when we can. Of course, we try to make a judgment call when it's appropriate or not. If you have chronic conditions, chronic comorbid conditions like congestive heart failure, COPD, obesity, then the use of home devices may not be appropriate. So if we see that insurance is trying to force us to do that, we'll fight for the right of the patient to get the best study. But by the same token, there's many times that we can use portable devices to get the same answer. We also have now many times positive airway pressure devices that are actually automatic, and they have software that allows them to titrate the pressure, as opposed to having to try to titrate in the lab. So that's appropriate in some situations too.
I'm really interested in the sleep studies that you had just mentioned. And are there any people that maybe should be considering getting a sleep study done of them over other people? Are there certain kinds of sleeping disorders that you really need one to address what the root issue might be?
In general, the one that we see the most is the sleep disorder breathing, or patients that have snoring, excessive daytime sleepiness, and wetness apnea. So that's by far the most common reason why we do it. If you have parasomnias, conditions where there is sleepwalking, irregular behaviors at night, there are times that the sleep study is useful in trying to sort out what's happening, what's triggering it. Sometimes sleep disorder breathing or sleep apnea is triggering the behavior, so that we can identify that quickly.
Well, hopefully we have a couple more minutes and we can get into that a little bit more. Our show is Ask the Doctor. Our topic is sleeping disorders. Please don't leave us. We do have one other segment, because we are joined by Dr. Pumarejo. And the number to call is 904-340-1045. I'm Tim Tompkins, and this is Ask the Doctor, brought to you by St. Vincent's and News 104.5 WOKV.
Monday morning, we'll get you up to speed quickly with the three big things you need to know every 15 minutes. All morning long on Jacksonville's Morning News.
There's no place like home, especially when you're not feeling well. Only one hospital system in the region is now offering patients online check-in for emergency room and walk-in clinic visits, with the added convenience of being able to wait from the comfort of your own home. St. Vincent's has made the process easy. Simply visit waitathomeer.com and schedule your visit. When you arrive, we'll see you within 15 minutes, not hours. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
Dear management and staff at St. Vincent's,
there are not enough ways to thank you for all the work you did to save my life.
Your staff really delivered on your mission. Above, beyond, because.
These are actual letters our nurses and associates received from their patients at St. Vincent's.
You're here to help patients, not just to collect a paycheck.
My grandchildren also thank you for saving Papa. That's me.
Tell us about your experience at jackshealth.com. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
Best time to buy a new energy-efficient Carrier system. Visit Carrier.com to check out the full lineup of equipment and find your local dealer. Turn to the experts to see how you can save big on our new Carrier system. That's Carrier.com to find your local dealer today.
Feel the comfort all year long with Carrier.com.
Is the hope of having your hair grow back going down the drain? It's not too late. If you want your own real growing hair, call IHRS for your free analysis at 1-888-743-IHRS. See if you qualify for the new NeoGraft robotic hair transplants. For your free NeoGraft analysis and $500 off, call 1-888-743-IHRS. Restrictions apply, so call 1-888-743-4477 or hairforme.com.
Hello, I'm Dan Fields of the Fields Auto Group. I want to thank everyone who took part in our memorial event. You responded, and now it's our turn to return the promise. We're proud to present this check for $10,000 on behalf of the Fields Auto Group to Kathy Signorelli of St. Michael's Soldiers to further their great work.
Thank you, Dan, the Fields Auto Group, and everyone who participated. This will enable us to send more than 600 packages to our troops.
Thank you. Fields matters because you matter.
FieldsAuto.com.
Hi, honey, I'm home.
Bob, I just hung up with Joe. It's the fourth time he's called this week. He said he was worried because for the first time in 12 years, you didn't buy my anniversary jewelry at his store.
You didn't tell him that, did you?
No, I didn't tell him how you found Global Diamonds and how you got me these gorgeous diamond earrings or about the diamond pendant you got me for my birthday.
Oh, I know he's going to go crazy when he finds out all your new jewelry's coming from Global Diamonds. But, you know, Joe ought to be ashamed. I feel like he's been overcharging me all these years. I just didn't know it until I shopped Global Diamonds.
Discover the store that's revolutionizing how people here buy diamonds and fine jewelry. Global Diamonds. More selection, higher quality, better value.
Honey, if he comes up on caller ID, just let it go to voicemail.
Okay, but you know you can't avoid him forever. You know you're going to have to talk to him at the family reunion next month.
Global Diamonds. Jacksonville's direct diamond importer. At the markets at Town Center between West Marine and REI.
WOKV First Alert Forecast.
A 7 on the WOKV weather meter with a mix of clouds and sun today and scattered showers. And inland, a few thunderstorms developing. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. A lingering evening shower or storm, mainly inland tonight. Otherwise, partly cloudy down into the upper 60s. Partly sunny, warm, and humid tomorrow. A few scattered showers and inland again. An afternoon thunderstorm with a high in the upper 80s. Then a better chance for more widespread showers and thunderstorms Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday with highs between 85 and 90. I'm actually News Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for News 104.5 WOKV.
Avoid traffic delays with the News 104.5 app. Powered by Jack Cananias Acura of Orange Park.
It's a free download for all Apple and Android devices, so you can listen to our latest traffic report and check the live traffic map 24/7.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Ask the Doctor, brought to you by St. Vincent's Healthcare. This week, we are talking about sleep disorders, and our guest is Dr. Pumarejo, and our show is Ask the Doctor. And, Doctor, I want to take a minute in this last segment we have right here to talk a little bit about your practice, where people can get a hold of you in case they have any questions regarding their sleeping disorders.
The main two clinics, we have one at Riverside Campus, at the St. Vincent's Riverside, and we have one that's just north of the city by Monroe Street, close to downtown. The one in Lee Street, which is at the one last one I mentioned, is 354-8200, and the one at the Riverside Campus is 308-6900. Those two offices pretty much are in charge of our flow of patients through those two clinic sites and also the two satellite campuses that we have periodic clinics at Clay County and Southside.
And Riverside is such a beautiful part of Jacksonville. I had a question for you. It seems like for a lot of people, a problem that they have when they're trying to get to sleep is that their mind just won't stop racing. And are there any anxiety issues that are maybe more prevalent with certain types of sleeping disorders and that kind of thing? What should those people do if it becomes maybe it's more of an anxiety issue rather than a body issue that's letting them fall asleep?
Anxiety is very common in sleep disorders related to mental disorders, such as depression, is also common. I don't treat it the same way that I do chronic insomnia, although some of the therapies that we have for chronic insomnia work also for mental health-related sleep disorders, and anxiety is one of them. I think that some primary care providers are comfortable in managing some of those conditions, and when the more difficult ones can be managed with psychotherapy interventions and or medications by mental health providers, both psychologists and psychiatrists.
And so should people go see their primary care physician first, or should they go see a psychologist first? Or
yes, if they have a relationship with a psychologist, obviously for chronic reasons, yes, they go more to their mental health provider. But if not, it's primarily with a PCM, and they're the ones that decide whether they need to be referred or not.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Our show is Ask the Doctor, and it's brought to you by St. Vincent's. Same time, same place, every Saturday at 2 p.m. I'm Tim Tompkins with the new news, 104.5 WOKV. Pet Health with Gene Wexler is coming up next, and thank you so much.
FM Atlantic Beach, WOKV Jacksonville.
Streaming live on the TuneIn radio app.
This is News 104.5 WOKV.
Since 1948, Florida Pump Service has been servicing Northeast Florida with fast, reliable pump service. Here's a message from MJ Easterling, president of Florida Pump Service.
We know that you have many choices when it comes to your water pump repair and maintenance. But what will you get when you call? At Florida Pump Service, you'll get a trained and friendly staff member ready to help you with your problems. You'll get the peace of mind knowing that the job is done right.
Call 269-0202. That's 269-0202.
Florida Pump Service.